Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets advanced but closed off their best levels of the session, with President Trump confirming late on Sunday that he would extend the 1 March deadline for increasing tariffs on US $200 billion in Chinese goods. That saw the Dow up 60 points or 0.2%, broader S&P 500 edged 0.1% higher, touching the 2,800 level earlier in the session for the first time since early November last year. The Nasdaq rose 0.4%. General Electric rallied over 7% after announcing it will sell its biopharmaceutical business to Danaher Corp for US $21.4 billion. On the US-China trade front, President Trump cited substantial progress across key topics such as intellectual property, technology transfers, agriculture and currency, and said if that continues, he will meet with President Xi at Mar-a-Lago to wrap up a deal later this year. In US corporate earnings, Etsy Inc. jumped over 10% in extended trading after the online retailer reported better than expected fourth quarter revenue and sales numbers. Etsy stock has gained 180% in the past year. Home Depot Inc. and Macy's report fourth quarter numbers tonight, Australian time. In US economic data, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index fell to minus 0.43 in January from positive 0.05 in December. Elsewhere, wholesale inventories surged 1.1% in December, the largest gain since October 2013 and well above economists' forecast for a 0.3% rise. Europe's main markets posted modest gains, Germany's DAX advancing 0.4%, France's CAC up 0.3%. Italy's FTSE MIB rose 0.9%, with Carrefour, Europe's largest food retailer, saying it could cut up to 4% of its Italian workforce as it adjusts to slowing sales in the country. In merger and acquisition news, Roche Holdings is set to buy the gene therapy specialist Spark Therapeutics Inc. in a $4.3 billion deal. China's Shanghai Composite Index jumped 5.6% yesterday, logging its biggest one-day gain since the 9th of July 2015 and amid heavy turnover. Indeed, the index entered official bull market territory after closing just over 20% higher than its 3rd of January low. London's FTSE inched 0.1% higher. Bank of Ireland lost 8% after the bank said its 2018 profit fell on lower interest margins. Pound sterling rose amid reports that the UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said his party would either support or bring a parliamentary amendment proposing a second referendum on the UK leaving the European Union. Base metals posted modest losses, copper dipping 0.1% to $2.94 a pound. Aluminium was down 0.3%, nickel down 0.1%, as was zinc. Sharp losses for spot iron ore markets, particularly in the mid and higher grades. The benchmark contract fell $1.81 or just over 2% to $84.84 a metric tonne and has lost 6.3% since hitting a multi-year high of $90.58 on the 11th of February. The moves on spot markets mirrored the weakness in Chinese steel and iron ore futures yesterday. Some traders also noted that the losses in commodity futures came as the gains on Chinese equity markets accelerated, perhaps pointing to some investors liquidating futures positions to buy the equity market rally. Gold eased $3.30 to $1,329.50 an ounce. Elsewhere on precious metals markets, palladium touched a fresh record high of $1,531 an ounce as the threat of strikes in South Africa stoked concerns of a supply deficit for the metal. Oil prices fell sharply after President Trump publicly urged the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries to lower the cost of crude. WTI fell $1.78 to $55.48 a barrel, Brent down $2.36 or 3.5% to $64.76 a barrel. Both WTI and Brent settled the lowest for a front-month contract since the 14th of February. President Trump took to Twitter to note that oil prices getting too high, OPEC. Please relax and take it easy. World cannot take price hike. Fragile. US 10-year Treasury yields added 1.8 basis points to 2.67%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivers his semi-annual testimony to the Senate Banking Committee tonight, Australian time, and will discuss the state of the US economy. The Australian dollar is stronger this morning, buying 71.74 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.